بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، as you all aware that the Islamic year is coming to an end, or Islamic calendar, the lunar calendar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with the month of Ramadan. The after the months of Hajj had begun, Dhul Qa'dah, Shawwal, Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah. And that has come almost to an end now. The months of Hajj is over, now Muharram will come. So all these seasons Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us to ponder, to think, to reflect. But just as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when the Hajj came towards the end, and amongst the final khutbahs that he gave in Mina, the final khutbah was given in Mina. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Yom al-Nahr, on the 10th of Zulhijjah, delivered a khutbah, after pelting Jamratul Aqaba, before proceeding to Tawaf al-Ziyara, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had encamped at Masjid al-Khayf. Where the Masjid of Khayf is in Mina right now, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to the one side facing the Qibla, he had put the Muhajireen to camp there. On the other side, he put the Ansar. And he addressed them. And in that khutbah, there were subtle messages that this is my last Hajj. The first and the last one that I will make with you all, so خُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ, that O my Sahaba, take from me the rites of Hajj. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam delivered the khutbah in Mina. And many lessons Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu understood also that this is the last khutbah during this Hajj, and there are few days that are left. Different ayat were revealed also during the Hajj, indicating towards the mission of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam being completed. What was left now was about 80 to 83 days that was left before the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So for us to take lesson also, that the Hajj of this year 1444 has come to an end, I don't know how many days I have left also. That is why we say, the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, 63. Whatever we can do before 63 for the deen of Allah, let us do it. Every day thereafter is a bonus from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Today we hear, they say the person passed, he was only 60. We say, so young he was. Why the Sharia, he was old already. 63 is the cut-off time already. So how much a person can do before that now? Do as much as we can for our qabr, sunduqul amal. Ulama call the qabr a box of a'mal. How much we can put into that box now in our lifetime, we do as much as we can. How much of dhikr of Allah, Quran tilawat, striving in the path of Allah. And ajeeb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made our deen so easy. In Quran, Allah demands from us, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. That all people of iman, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. Dhikran kathira. What is the dhikr of the tongue? The dhikr of the heart, dhikr of the mind, the dhikr of the limbs, for the masturat, the dhikr of hijab, all is a part of dhikr. For the men, the dhikr of the clothing also. Clothing is according to Sharia in the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So all his limbs, Allah wants his limbs to engage in his dhikr kathira in abundance. But we know how weak we are to make the dhikr of Allah the entire day. And also very, very important point that Allah has made the heart and the mind for his remembrance. The Thani rahmatullah alayhi was very, very particular about this. He says any masla, any fatwa, any tafsir, any commentary of a hadith that was in his mind, he would say, I would make a note of it and clear my mind of it. I would not let my mind become preoccupied with anything besides the remembrance of Allah, because Allah made the heart and the mind for his remembrance only. So anything else, he says, I will write it down so the pressure is off my brain. The pressure is off my mind. Now my mind is free to think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's demand, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made it so easy. The little zikr of Allah after Fajr Salah, you sit in the masjid, some Quran tilawat, some morning fikr, some zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala till ishraq. 2 rakats of ishraq, 4 rakats of ishraq, a person gets a complete reward of a hajj and umrah. Few minutes after sunrise. A little time after Asr Salah in the dhikr of Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that person will engage in the dhikr of Allah after Fajr and after Asr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice him for the intervening times, as if he's made dhikr the entire day. So 80 days were left after the Hajj of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, 80 to 83 days. So for us to take our hisab kitab, this is the point we are getting to, before the Muharram starts, the new year. And for us, there's no, what they say now, they make new year resolutions. Our resolution and niyats are every day. When you wake up in the morning, ulama say, as we're in the motion of waking up, istinja, wuzu, start making niyats for the day. A mu'min, every day he makes intentions for the day. As he wakes up, the mind is fresh. Ya Allah, for today, all my salat takbirah ula, safi awwal, my Quran tilawah, the dhikr, all the positive ibadat, good akhlaq, how I will speak, what I will use my limbs for. As he's making the intentions, wa innama li kulli imri'in ma nawa. Allah has given him the rewards already, as if he's doing it. And ya Allah, I won't do all these things, all the ma'siyat and disobedience. He's making the intention, according to his niyat, Allah's help will be with him. Ya Allah, I will finish my work early today and come to the masjid. I will join the mulaqat, the gush, the effort of deen. He's getting the reward and the help from Allah already. But say, I'm so busy, I don't think I can make it today. Make the intention. Make your niyat as Allah's help will be with you. But the happiest boy, make intention that, Ya Allah, increase my sabak for today. I will take more door. So whatever sphere of life we in, make the intentions in the morning. And then ulama say the seal, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. After making the intentions in the heart, say لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. There's no power, there's no might, there's no قدرت and power in the world for me to do any good and to refrain from any evil except by the will of Allah. Now you took the name of Allah, Allah say, I will take over your affairs today. You made the intention of my pleasure, now I will take over your day for you. So every day we make intentions, that in New Year resolution. So the Islamic calendar is coming to an end. حَاسِبُوا قَبْلًا تُحَاسَبُوا. We take our hisab kitab, take our accountability before your accountability is taken on the day of Qiyamah, in the court of Allah. مَنْ مَاتَ قَامَتْ قِيَامَتُهُ. The person who passes away, his Qiyamah starts already. His Qiyamah starts already. Hisab kitab starts. So before death can start in the qabr, take your hisab kitab. And this point we mention over and over again, the basic hisab kitab for myself is the rights of Allah, the rights of man. The rights of Allah, all my salah. How many have I missed in my lifetime? I owe a debt to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. I owe this to Allah. Years went past, fajrs went past in my young age. So I've got this to repay to Allah. I can do all the nawafil. The example we always give, a person owes you money, but every time he comes to visit, he brings chocolates for the children. Just speaking about the debt that is owed to you. We tell him, buy, keep your chocolates, and talk about the account. Allah says, you're giving me all the nafil, but the farz that you owe me. The farz that you owe me. The salah that you missed in your young days or in recent times are covering it up. Even one day, ask ulama ikram tartib how to cover it up. It's very easy. And therefore the fast that we broke, many brothers are asking in my school days, I broke a fast when I was in school, farz, Ramadan. How do I recover it now? Alhamdulillah, many brothers have kept the 2 months consecutively and covered it up. Now is the shortest days, alhamdulillah. It doesn't take much to cover up that roza. Many brothers have kept 2 months consecutively and covered up the kafara. What they had done in their young days. Why the fear is there? I have to go answer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So hisab kitab. For the masturah, the ladies at home, years have passed now. During the month of Ramadan, they were unable to keep their fast. And it's just now piling up. 10, 20, 100. So we who are the men of the house would encourage them. That I will keep with you. Just keep every week. Monday and Thursday, I will keep with you to cover up what you... Your qaza is, I will keep my nafil if I have to. So, hasibu qablan tu hasibu. Make our hisab kitab now. Before Muharram. And see our balance sheet. Ya Allah, how was this 1444? Was it profitable or not? If not, then I got to push harder next year. Allah Ta'ala, give me the life. person is learning one ayat every day to become a hafiz of Quran, he doesn't finish his hifz, his hope on the day of Qiyamah, he will be raised with the Hufaz. Start our salah one a day, roza once a week. If you don't finish it, also there's hope on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will raise us to the complete hisab kitab. Alhamdulillah, everything is forgiven. So one is the hisab of Allah and the hisab of men. Ya Allah, if I've hurt anyone, anybody's haqq I have taken, in a little way, start repaying. Ask for forgiveness. May somebody's ghibat, ulama say, don't go and tell the person I made you a ghibat and hurt him even more. We hurt someone, we can't repay them in whichever way. Yes, if it's monetary, we've got to repay it. But if somebody's feelings that we've hurt, we can't get back to him. The least we can do, ulama say, recite 3 times Suratul Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, send the reward of it to the ruh and the soul of the person. The ruh will accept it. Qiyamah's day, he'll have a claim against you. He'll see that day, he'll want the reward. And he will see that you send for him one Quran khatam. 3 times Suratul Ikhlas equals 1 Quran Sharif. So there's hope he'll forgive you on the day of Qiyamah. No claims against you. And yalla, any person has hurt me during the year, I make them maaf. Person who will forgive, Hadith Sharif says, Allah will increase his honor. So wherever we are, whatever we are doing, before the month of Zulhijjah comes to an end, sit down like how we sit down at home. And make hisab kitab. And the last point, if we don't have our wills that are ready, then make out my will right now. 3 days should not pass in a person's life except that he has his will updated. Have my will ready. I don't know when I'm going to go. Then we see the barakah in our life. The following next year, 1445, Allah will open the way. So have my will, my last will, everything set up correctly according to Sharia, who will be the executors, etc. So have this already set up. Allah Ta'ala give us a free to become an inshaAllah. Subhanakallah.